reach the island. Hey everybody and welcome to the show. My name is Dave, a.k.a. Yep. And this is a Fistful Podcast from fistfulofpodcast.com. Back for another great week. Let me introduce you, as usual, to my co-host, all the way from the Reno Sparks area. And up first, we have one Mr. Andrew Bergevin.
David, you can't pick any flowers. Or, sorry, you can't plant any flowers if you haven't botany.
Okay, I get you.
I could see the joke being processed on his face.
I could do my pickup line instead.
Okay, let's try that.
Hey, baby, are you interested in outer space?
Yes.
Because my dick is out of this world. I'd say it's as big as an asteroid, but it's a little meteor.
God damn it. Both parts were so bad, they were somehow made good.
Yeah.
Anyway, there with him. Redheaded and everything. We have one, Mr. Adam J. Hubbard, Esquire.
David, I like you just because you like space.
You don't have to like a penis.
It's the one thing. The one thing we both have. We both like it a little meatier. Oh boy, guys! Special guest in studio. Trung is back from Rochester.
Hello, I'm back.
Trung is here.
He's not a hologram or anything?
Yeah, he's
not
being
like
simulcast.
Tupac holograms?
No, he's being simulcast with another podcast right now.
That's weird.
We each get one hologram. Also, Krista over there on the couch.
Wake up, hug!
So, Trung, back from New York, just for spring break, obviously.
Ooh, spring break, and did you take him out to see all the topless chicks?
Well, he's not 21 yet, so we can't do a whole lot.
Yeah, sadly.
Yeah, so, but he has picked up a lot of college mannerisms. He says chill a lot. He says bro a lot.
Does he say, like, that's fire or
fleek?
No, he never said fleek, but it's a very chill attitude now. It's very, like, very bohemian, I have to say. So
that's because of all the drugs.
Yeah, I was gonna say, did you pick up the college mannerisms of wearing like a Jamaican knit cap?
Yeah, I was. Yeah, I was gonna say. Yeah,
how many hacky sacks did he bring with him?
He's got 7 in each pocket.
Wow,
he's got one of those round plastic boomerangs that never comes back, but you throw it out. You throw it like a frisbee anyway.
Yeah, he's got a briefcase full of fingerboards. Crazy.
Is he going to college in the early 90s?
Yeah, well, it's my favorite time period, so I sort of gave that to him. Oh, man. Yeah, so guys, I picked up this new thing on YouTube. It's this guy who does these videos where he's like a homesteader living in the 1700s. Like, it's how to preserve potatoes or how to make this recipe or how to do this and how to do that. And the food is so fucking depressing. And the guy's hat is so infuriating. It looks like a baseball cap if you made it, if you took the brim off and it's like a little deeper.
So it's like a really cool yarmulke.
Yeah. Yeah, like, but bigger. Like, there's your shout out, Mata. It's a bigger yarmulke. But no, it's so infuriating. But I keep watching the videos because I like watching this guy subject himself to these terrible dishes.
Is it like an old timey football helmet?
Yes, but like instead of leather, it's just like sackcloth.
Instead of leather, it's itchy cloth.
Yeah, it's so crazy. He makes all these disgusting items, and like he does all these glamour shots of the food after he makes it, and it always looks like fried dog shit.
It's all gray and...
Ugh. I don't think you're watching this for the reasons that he wants.
I know, but I still am here.
Like, he's some sort of Amish man that was given permission to use YouTube. Hello there, English. Today we'll be making boiled celery.
That's the thing. It's so anachronistic because he'll be like, hey, join our live streams. I would be like, what? How are you like keeping it?
Ye olden Pennsylvania live stream.
Yeah, how are you keeping the faith that 1700s lifestyle and doing live streams and like pumping out YouTube videos on the regs?
Like, there's a guy that we watched that was, I was going to say similar, but it seems like your guy mostly does food. This guy is a... He progresses through human technology?
Yeah, I've seen some of his stuff.
Does he dress in like the period appropriate garb?
Not even like a period. He's like he started from like absolutely nothing. Like
and
living
then he
in
made
the
like
woods.
A mud hut. Now I think he's up to
He's not like progressing in like tiers of what he can make with what he made before.
So like he learned how to make clay bricks, and then from that he made a clay oven, and then from that he was able to do this and that.
When will he get a spaceship?
Soon. This guy is awesome. Like,
that's the last season.
He was progressing through like weapons, and he learned how to use a sling in like 3 days.
Well, I mean, they had to be easy to use, right? Because, I mean, people back then, it's not like they were super smart or anything.
Yeah, that's how David killed Goliath. True story.
Yeah. Guys, did you read the Bible? That's the real good news and the truth all rolled into one. The good news about it is it's the truth, all right?
Oh, that's the good news?
That's the good news. David killed Goliath. Proof. Positive.
I think the title for the most recent video of his, though, was called, like, Limes. I'm like, that doesn't really seem to make sense.
It was Lime, like...
L-Y-M-E? Like
I think it's still spelled the same, but I think it's the substance lime, not limes themselves.
I thought maybe he'd discovered the technology of lime trees.
Yeah, he's moving through the citrus family. Yeah, he got Lyme disease while eating a limerita.
Guys, check this out.
Everybody knows that you progress, your citrus tree evolves from limes to lemons to oranges.
Yeah, I mean, the color goes darker. It goes through the spectrum somehow.
Yeah.
But it's so crazy to me. There's so, like, I bet I could find the equivalent guy doing 1600s videos if I looked.
Probably.
Isn't that crazy that you could find, it's the insanest thing to me to find literally anything and just, like, throwing a dart at the map, and sometimes you strike something great like 1700s cooking videos. You know?
It's not crazy to me that it exists. It's crazy to me that it has a following.
Yeah, this guy has, like, 1.5 million followers.
What?
Yeah, Damn. It is fucking bonkers. This like, he's thriving in a market that didn't exist in the time period he so wishes to recreate.
A blast from the past.
Totally,
David, is he using old timey cooking technique?
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, watch one of his videos, and he uses his whisk is just a bundle of sticks tied together with leather at the end.
Gross.
I find that. But the Food Network is especially egregious about this, but Alton Brown in particular, even though I love him, they always like, oh man, look at all these fancy cooking gadgets that get this done in about 5 minutes. I'm going to show you the real way. 5 hours later, he's like mulling pepper with a stone, like a stone wheel that's around a stick. He's like, this is the real authentic way. It'll taste much better.
It's the vinyl of pepper grinding.
We watched a video yesterday about egg preserving and like the best ways to do it. And David's like, put it in the goddamn refrigerator. And he's putting it in sugar and
he's like what you want to do is bury them in ashes, but they will kind of taste ashy later. He warns.
Shocker.
Yeah. To preserve your eggs, one, pickle them, ew, or two, put them in the fucking refrigerator.
Oh, we watched how to pickle eggs last night, too. Yeah, that was gross.
Like it's the product placement in these videos is so fucking seamless. Like, he was like, oh, but yeah, today's episode's going to be really fun. You know, he's just moving through it. He's like, you want to put this in a 2-quart stone mason jar, which are, you know, available on our websites, $34.95
a piece. Oh, I thought you were talking about, see, because sometimes when when I'm doing math or writing a paper, I turn on in the background. I turn on those ASMR videos.
Really?
Yeah, it's very calming.
I'd be worried it would put me to sleep during all my homework.
but sometimes, like, I'll be watching one. I was like, okay, this lady is gonna be your personal shopper, and she shows off stuff, and she's like, okay, now I got this peanut butter, which is of course available through the link .com/my name.
Well, yeah.
I'm like, wait a minute.
So explain to me what an ASMR video is.
It's people talking very softly or doing like things that click or clack.
They crunkle paper or they
crunkle.
Yeah, you know, crunkling.
Can I get some crunkling in that? Not enough crunkling in
this
video.
It's just very relaxing to me. I never really watch them. I have them on in a tab in the background, and it's just background noise that's not distracting. Well,
so the one you were talking about with that woman is like going through like stuff. Is
like
that
products?
Yeah. So like an ASMR video could just be someone like just being boring.
Well, that's, David, there's two requirements. You gotta whisper, and you gotta be a hot chick.
Yeah, I have noticed that trend, even being outside of that sphere.
Yeah, so don't quit your day job.
Yeah. Well, I mean, what if,
sometimes, like, I'll just type in ASMR on YouTube with an incognito tab, of course. I don't want this polluting my normal YouTube. and it shows the newest ones, and recently it's been, like, hot foreign chicks doing videos where it's like, your girlfriend licks the inside of your ears, and I'm like, ah!
What?
No! Is this how it's done in Germany?
Probably.
Things change so fast, though. ASMR could go from, like, one thing, and then, like, you log in the next day, and it's a dude, like, shitting into a cannon that they then fire at a brick wall.
So soothing.
Oh, my God, it was so wonderful. dropping of his turds into the can just put me right to sleep.
I'm not saying it'll even fulfill the same purpose anymore. Like, things change so fast. That's why I like the 1700s.
ASMR your kids will be listening to.
Yeah, you really can't change the 1700s.
Yeah, they're already done.
But I tell you what, I have to read an American history book right now, and every chapter I get more and more angry at the South.
Yeah, I mean, I was, for whatever reason, somehow just stumbled on this video that was talking about when most of the Civil War monuments were erected, and it was anywhere from like 20 to 100 years after the war had been over.
But yeah, David, that's because the racism never ended, but like they became emboldened again.
Yeah, everything comes in waves, so you know who knows what'll happen.
But I'm reading this book, and it's like, yeah. So there was a northern senator right before the Civil War who came out and said, "Hey guys, slavery is wrong," and a southern senator followed him back to his chambers and beat him unconscious with a cane.
Yeah, I remember that one. Yeah.
To which the response was, the North was like, "Hey, fuck you guys," and the South sent the guy hundreds of canes.
Wow.
Because he broke his cane beating the man.
Well, yeah, I mean, the South is nothing if not, you know, courteous. They heard the man broke his cane and they wanted to replace it. It's the southerly thing to do.
Southern hospitality.
Yeah. Oh, man. Oh, I had to go to jury duty this week.
Oh, I read about that.
So
in the paper.
Yeah, it was all over the news, guys.
Local man goes to jury duty.
Yeah, it was front page above the fold. That's how bad newspapers have gotten. So I go in there and, you know, they call you in there and you have to watch that same video that I'm sure was produced in 1993 that goes over the three branches of government.
And, oh, yeah?
Yeah, and like, so it's like, hey, man, thanks for coming in for jury duty. It's your duty, literally, as a citizen to be here.
And then the guy starts rolling around on the floor laughing.
Let's talk about the government for a little bit. So the executive branch does, and then it goes to, like, a ninth grade level, video presentation of what the government is.
Some people need that.
Some people are retarded.
Whoever needs that, I feel like if they need that, they should be like excused.
Be like, I'm okay with that.
Who needs to see that video? You are not competent to be on a jury. If you don't know,
seriously, like if people, that's one of the requirements. They should have a man at the front of the classroom or wherever the hell you are,
right
next to the TV, looking for people who look confused, like you out.
Yeah, well, I might look confused as to why I had to watch this.
Yeah, and it's so long, and it's the same. What I've been called a couple times, like since you know I've been 18 or however long I've been able to, and it's always been the same goddamn video, and it's always the same people like who they ask for testimonials to like make you think you're not totally wasting your fucking time. And they're like, oh boy, yeah, I'm so glad I get to be on the jury, like, you know, participating in the American judicial system. And like, it's not a waste of time. It's essentially nine people in a row who look like they were dragged out of their like trailer and like the cigarettes and beer were knocked from their hands. And they're like, say something good about jury duty.
Hey, are there any famous actors in it?
No.
Oh, because one of the videos I had to watch when I was becoming a janitor was about fire extinguishers, and it had the guy from Law and Order as the main guy.
Huh. What? Which one?
Like the main dude,
Sam Waterston.
Yeah.
No way. About mops?
No. Yes, about mops. No, about fire extinguishers.
No, that would have been about fire.
Well, and some of that video was the worst thing. Like, should you go to the fire extinguisher if the fire extinguisher is on fire?
Yes.
How else are you going to put it out?
Yeah.
Get the little one next to it. That's what they should do. From now on, you put a smaller fire extinguisher no more than 3 feet away from the big one in a different case.
Yeah, behind smaller glass with a smaller hammer.
Yeah, tinier hammer.
No, the basic moral of the entire video was, if you see a fire, even if you're near a fire extinguisher, run like hell and have someone else deal with it.
Really?
Yeah, they were like, oh man, if you see a fire, even if you have a fire extinguisher next to you, it's probably dangerous.
Don't be a hero.
You know what? I bet they have two cassettes, and one, like, they take a look at you before you go in, they judge you, and they say, no, I don't want this guy.
They give me the hero tape?
Yeah, they're like, I don't want this guy to try. Like, he like, stumbles too many times. Like
he's going to mess this up somehow.
Yeah. You only show it to your bravest and, like, most coordinated employees.
Hey, you know, your stereotypical hero janitors.
Yeah.
That old stereotype.
I bet, what was your old coworker's name? Carl?
Gary.
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 Frank. I bet he got the hero one.
Mm. No, I ran into him at work.
Oh, was he looking for janitorial supplies? That would be funny.
No, he was with his wife that I'd always heard so much about, but she never came and said hi to me.
Well, you never met her.
Was she a head in a jar?
Yeah, she was a head in a jar.
That's he was arrested shortly after.
But he comes over, he's like, oh, hey, how's it going over here? I was like, oh, it's doing great. Just, you know, self-checkout.
He goes, yeah, I lost my life.
We have a meeting today to fire the guy one of the guys that they hired to replace you. I was like, yeah, this is the third guy, right? He's like, yeah, he was stealing from the teacher's desks and their purses and stuff. Awesome. And he would go and get his dog and bring his dog in to work the shift with him, and his dog would crap and pee on stuff.
But he really pulled his weight.
So, do you want to talk about mops?
Well, and then he's like, yeah, we could really use you back. And I was like, is Monica still there? He goes, yeah, but she's really changed. I was like, absolutely not.
She's
really
changed?
Bullshit. She's gone through three other douchebags already.
Yeah, but it seems like these three other douchebags were, like, not coming into work or stealing from teachers.
Yeah.
Or letting their dogs crap on the floor. That's like the opposite of being a janitor. That's the exact opposite. Jesus Christ.
They had no idea how good they had it with me.
Oh, yeah. You know, you never realize what you've got until your janitor quits.
Yep.
That old saying.
That old chestnut. I
don't
dust that one
off.
Don't
know what you got until your janitor quits.
Hey, listen, guys. I have this note my mother gave me recently.
I can see it.
Here's the note. It's on Mickey and Minnie paper.
It's a G flat.
It's dated November of 1987. It is a G flat. This is from my preschool teacher. So here's how you
David
had to.
Is dangerous, please.
But no, here's how you tell. Here's how you had to tell your parents that you had a shitty kid back in the 80s. David has a zest for life, which means I never sat down. He is a delight to have in the classroom. The exact opposite. He is working on listening skills.
Still working on that one.
Real hard on that one. Day and night working on those babies.
Most improved.
And waiting for his special turn.
What does that mean?
David, was your teacher raping people?
I think we all, like, if you get, like, the teacher would always bring in something, or, like, we'd have a demonstration and we'd, like, move through a line and, like, look at something. I don't think I was great at waiting for.
Has been good at waiting.
Otherwise, as you can see in his progress reports, very good. This is a great grading period. That's Mrs. Hampshire. She wrote A's on this note.
No, that's her screaming because you came in.
Ah! Oh. Yeah, I was like a problem child, still working on those listening skills.
So, like, when you said most improved, it reminded me of my, was it fourth grade? Were you in fourth grade with me, Adam? I think you were.
Yes.
They had, like, an awards, like a graduation with an awards thing, and Adam and I basically got the same reward.
I don't remember
which
that.
Was
Adam got an award that was like the blooming flower. He opened up to everybody, and I got a clam that was coming out of your shell.
Oh my god!
And
that's
I think
so
we got
lame.
The award because we only hung out with each other. Like yeah. Before that, everybody else had left.
You guys really blossomed together. you
became
women
together.
Just like a clam and a flower in the wild.
Yeah, one of you should have been the flower, the other one should have been a bee.
No, that's
a sex euphemism.
No, you're busy as a bee and you're open up like a flower and you guys were blowing each other in the fourth grade.
Yep. That's the way it goes.
It was normal back then.
Back then it was blow or be blown. It was the Wild West.
It was the 90s. Tom Green was everywhere.
Yeah, the 90s were a crazy time. And I know we talk about the 90s every episode. I don't want to do that. I don't want to be like known as the 90s episode or the 90s show to our three listeners.
Hey, it's the 90s episode. Which one?
it's like Jason X at this point. So I don't want to talk about the 90s anymore. But
wow, that's a deep cut about Jason X. Thank you.
You're welcome. But I asked the Facebook. I said, guys, what do you want to bring back? And you know,
the 90s.
They were like the 90s, and I was like, guys, you preach to the choir. So
all David watches now is bootleg copies of I Love the 90s from VH1.
Yeah, so no, nonstop 90s. We're going to talk in the 90s at 9. No, some people want to bring back the news. Some people want to bring back.
Who would want to bring back the news? Who said the news?
I think Kayla said the news.
Kayla?
Or her most reliable news source.
Yeah, I mean, I have no idea what's going on in the world around me since we stopped doing the news.
No fake news here.
No fake news anymore, guys.
No, this is the no spin zone.
Yeah, you used to be able to come to FFOP for journalistic integrity. And now, what do we offer?
All of just our, poop yeah, jokes, our, not, the, our, not the integrity anymore.
Our substance is gone, and it's all feces. See?
No! When
did it become this kind of show? No, guys, so obviously the news didn't happen. I completely spaced on Joe's email of his bit, so I'll have to do that next time. So, but guys, I got this. I formulated a would you rather scenario. What? Huh?
One of these again.
People like them.
Is it about Butt Fucklestein?
It's yeah. Who would you rather have as a roommate, Butt Fucklestein or Butt Chuggington?
What did he ended up being like a Jewish midget native?
I think he was a midget. He was a pygmy. I think he was. And Butt Fucklestein, I think he was a pygmy. Anyway, guys, that's not here or there. It's not about Butt Fucklestein. It's not about Butt Chuggington. So the question is, would you rather experience time different than everybody else or wake up every day as a different species?
When you say experience time different than everyone else, what do you mean by that?
That's a great question, Adam, because I know here's it is. The thing. You got two settings. You can either experience time three times as fast as everybody else or three times as slow. And you have to. You can pick one or the other whenever you want.
This is okay. A superpower.
So it never changes?
Well, no. If you click it over to the three times slower, time is moving three times slower, which I think that means you are moving three times faster.
You think? We need
no, you
sure.
are. You are. Time moves slower, so you move faster, or time moves faster, so you move slower.
Hmm.
So you can have it either way for as long as you want.
How long are you? Wait, what's the species one? Will you wake up every day as a different species?
You wake up every day as a different species.
Does it ever go back to like?
No.
Do you ever run
it's
out?
It's always like a random species generator, and there are zillions of species, so you'll never run through all of them in your lifetime.
What are the chances I'm going to wake up being a bug like a million times in a row?
I mean, it's really good. I mean, there are over, 10,000 species of beetle alone? So
is it possible that I'll wake up one morning and be a fish in my bed and die? because fish cannot live in my bed.
I'll give you this. If you are a fish, you're in a well cared for aquarium in within a 15-mile radius of where
so
you live.
Okay, so whatever I wake up as, I'm in an environment I can survive in.
Yeah, it'll be hospitable.
Well, and like, what if you're sleeping next? Like, if I'm sleeping next to my wife and I'm a spider and she rolls over, it's like crunch.
I would definitely not sleep in the same bed as your wife if you were a spider. Yeah. I
mean, but you gotta have Ricky and Lucy beds?
That's just irresponsible, Andy. You're gonna have to make some adjustments.
But yeah. Like, aren't there species that only live for a day or less?
Uh-oh.
So, like, what if you wake up and you're like a fly or whatever lives for...
I guarantee you will be in a body that will live longer than one day.
How can you guarantee that?
Because it's a magic spell!
Because this is David's curse!
Yeah, this is the curse you're getting!
We're speaking of sleeping. What if I accidentally fall asleep with the... Like, I'm like, okay, so time is 3 times slower, but I'm 3 times faster. Do I... If I fall asleep for 14 hours, does that mean I age for 42 hours?
Yes.
Oh, no. God.
If you stay in the fast one, you age as fast as the time is going.
Oh, but here, like, you'd be able to sleep a lot better if you did that, but you'd age a little faster. But the other way around, like, if I fell asleep, I was like, okay, I want everything to go real fast because it's Christmas Eve. You wouldn't get much sleep. Like, you'd sleep for an hour and then wake up, and it'd already be...
No, I mean, you know, that's the thing. You know, you're never going to be in sync with anyone on the planet ever again. So realize that.
They're not even Joey Fatone.
They're going to be either like almost frozen, like mime statues running against the wind, or they're going to be bumping around you like pinballs.
Am I too fast to be caught by cameras when I rob the bank?
No, because it's only 3 times faster, so they'll still... Well, maybe... No, because the security systems are usually pretty, like, low res. So, yeah, you probably could. I mean, as long as you don't stay in one place for long enough, because the exposure time...
Even if they see you, they're not going to be able to catch you.
Yeah, you just switch it over to 3 times more, and you can just walk on to California.
Oh, that's a good question. How often
California way.
How often can I do this per day?
As many times as you want. No, wait, I mean three.
Sometimes do I wake up in the morning feeling like P. Diddy? In the species one.
I mean, do you do that now? Because it's still you. It's just your consciousness being transformed from body to body. Do you wake up anytime in your real life now feeling like P. Diddy?
Well, yeah, my best friend Biggie Smalls is dead.
Are you asking if you'll turn into celebrities sometimes?
Yeah, well, celebrities are basically a different species. Will I wake up like one of them?
No, and human is already out of the running because you've already been that. This is going to take place tomorrow and
I never get to be human again?
Conceivably, eventually, I will run out of species, right?
No.
Well, not.
I mean, you're not going to live forever. You'll have a normal
There's
lifespan.
There's not forever species.
Can
we be extinct species?
Huh?
Can we be extinct species?
Ooh, I didn't think about that.
Well, this changes the game.
Because every once in a while, I might wake up a bitchin' dinosaur, or maybe Neanderthal man.
Bazinga. Or a trilobite.
You could be a trilobite. Mm. Let's say, all species. Everything that's ever lived.
Ooh.
So, multicellular, no single cells.
Is it a solid 24 hours, or if you take a nap, do you become something else?
Every time you fall asleep. Like, if you're on a bus and you fall asleep and you wake up, you're something else now.
Oh, so you're only going to be a koala for, like, 30 minutes.
Yeah.
So what if I go to sleep for the night and I wake up because I have to go to the bathroom in the middle of the night and then I go back to sleep afterwards? Is that two new species or just one still?
When you wake up, you're something else. Like, you take a piss as a dog and then you wake up in the morning and you're, you know, a bull squid.
Oh, see, but like if I woke up to take a piss and I was a Tyrannosaurus, I was like, fuck, can't go back to sleep.
Because this is too awesome.
You have to take advantage of that.
Can I sell my body to science?
In which scenario?
Both.
I guess both, but I was thinking the animal one. Like, if I turn into a dinosaur, can I have a deal where I can sell them like a sample of my blood or something?
It's your body, but the problem is, whatever DNA or tissue samples they collect will change into whatever you are next.
Interesting.
Krista, your hand is raised.
Question in the back.
When you wake up as a new animal, do you still have your mind? Like, are you still thinking like a human?
It's your same consciousness. So you have to spend a little time in the morning getting used to the body. Like, if you wake up with 6 legs, like, that's going to take you some time. You wake up with 10 legs.
Can I still talk?
You're going to be encumbered by the limitations of the body you inhabit.
Great.
So I can potentially pull a Theodore Rex for one day.
Possibly, but
if I find Whoopi Goldberg.
If you find Whoopi Goldberg and get those three footed shoes.
But, is this time thing just a switch? Like literally a switch?
Yeah, it's like, you know those as seen on TV things, they like the size of a cell phone that's just like a light switch that like works on either a light somewhere else or it just turns one on the thing.
So you don't have to ever do it? What if you never do it?
You don't have to. You could spend your whole time going three times slower than everybody or three times faster. But when you're going three times faster, you'll be aging three times
faster.
But
you have to do one or the other? You can't keep it in the middle?
No, you cannot keep it in the middle. It's been established, Krista!
Look at the cannon!
Jesus!
I was thinking of other questions while you were giving answers. So
if I donated in the faster or slower, if I did say, hey, doctors, experiment on me, could I switch it so my body is three times slower? And then, like, it'd be easier for them to, like, cut me open and I wouldn't bleed as fast? Or would it be, like, three times slower for my wound to open? Like, they'd cut and they'd be like...
Here's the thing. We come into a quantum entanglement situation because you're experiencing... I don't know, Trung, if you have an object moving 300 times faster temporarily... Okay. Then another thing, and they collide. What are we looking at there?
Oh. Yeah, would I just die from friction? Just
yeah,
from the
like
air?
you wouldn't want to touch anybody, right? Like ever.
True. Probably not. Not a best idea to touch anyone.
Right, but if you're going faster and you're touching someone who's slower, that'd be fine. Like if you run and jerk someone off real quick,
I think you'd rip it off.
Yeah,
wait, you gotta be.
Yeah, that'd be super strength. That'd be too fast.
you'd rip the skin off.
Yeah.
No, you just get some like really high viscosity, like zero friction lube.
Just be a super fast lubed
then
up man.
Then they can't even feel it.
Yeah. Then they wouldn't even know.
They
would just
deaf guy, but fast.
Yeah. What we'd be doing is like the guy's walking along, and all of a sudden, boom, he nuts. He doesn't even feel the boner.
Boner you never see coming.
Yeah. Like it blows up immediately. All right. Any more questions? True. You haven't had any questions?
No, I think I have enough.
No, I pretty much knew my answer from the start.
So, okay. Trung, then, if you're so, you know, dead set on what you want, what did you choose?
I'll choose the time thing.
Why?
Well, because first, I don't want to be any other animal.
I'm already the best animal.
Second, I don't know. I like being in a different, I don't know, kind of timeline. From usual.
And it doesn't bother you that the switch you have to control time is very fragile and you're very clumsy?
Is he going to break the switch?
Because like, it's going to be the same with the switching between species anyway.
Well, you know, okay, so fine. Krista, what are you going
to
choose?
Oh, God. I guess the animal thing, because that would be kind of cool to be all different animals.
But also, keep in mind, none of you asked this, you still have to deal with the same obligations you deal with as a human.
That's okay.
You still have the same job, because it happens tomorrow.
No, I'm selling stuff to science now.
You still have to do your day job. You still live in the world.
Whatever.
Andy. I quit. You can't hire a spider anyways.
Yeah, once I'm able to become a wolf, no one can tame me.
You can still, like, if you had a human brain inside a wolf, you could find a way to hold a pen. Trust me on that. With that little paw, I bet it can be done. Andy, what are you choosing?
I'm choosing the animals because I everybody likes to have a different perspective on life, and I get a new one every day.
I think it would be weird to be an insect for however long that would happen. Mm. I think it would be cool to be a dragonfly. But here's the thing: my problem is if your brain goes in there, like Altered Carbon is like this when they're switching from body to body. If your consciousness goes into like the body of something that's totally alien to you, it's going to take you almost the whole day to figure out how to use that fucking thing.
Yeah, but you're going to get into a similar body at some point.
Yeah, so like the first month of this would be like a complete wash.
Like, there's going to be a few that you're going to have a big problems with, like millipedes, centipedes. Like, you're only going to get that opportunity once or twice.
Yeah, plus, like, and you're going to have to eat the diet that's okay for that species. That's going to be a rough one, Andy.
You have to do a lot of research.
Yeah, that's a lot of time on Wikipedia.
Now I'm a vagabond, wandering from state to state, becoming a different animal every night.
Yeah, finding what if you're an animal somewhere that your food source isn't readily available?
I'll eat man.
What if you're a vegetarian?
I'll figure it out.
I will eat man.
I'll eat a vegetarian.
All right, Adam, what are you gonna do?
I am also gonna go with the animal thing.
That's
always been like one of the superpowers that I wanted, even though it's not the most convenient power in this case. But like I said, yeah. I could do the Theodore Rex thing. I could live out Charlotte's Web or
and
Babe.
Think about it. The second time you become a spider and you sneak into somebody's house and write some pig.
Well, you're going to have to, with this choice also, I realize, you're going to have to relegate yourself to a life outdoors. Because you're almost always going to be an animal not welcome in somebody's house. And being hindered by the modes of communication for that species, no one's going to let you in the house. You'd have to never leave your house.
You don't want to wake up in your house and wake up as like a whale and break your house.
But no, David said we'd be if we became a fish or a water thing, we'd wake up in a place appropriate for that.
Yeah, you'd always be okay
there.
But like if you woke up in your house and you're like anything without thumbs, you're spending that day in your house.
I'm locked in my room.
Are you kidding me? I have seen deer go through plate glass without having any harm. I will find a way out of this house.
I guess because it's
hoof
still
prints
your brain.
On the walls and claw marks all everywhere.
Yeah, like someone comes, like eventually your house goes up for sale because you don't pay the bill anymore, obviously. And like the real estate agent comes, like, oh, it's a nice 2-bedroom, and oh my god, and it's just like a million scratches from a million different animals.
Sorry, the change is upon me.
And when they open the bathroom door, velociraptor. Bah!
Yeah, they're like, holy fuck, is that gorilla shit?
Why it's a good eye.
I'm an animal poopologist, and there's feces from many species in here.
Feces from many species.
I confused myself with that sentence. I had to pause.
All right. I think I might do the time thing based on the parameters that I gave you guys. Because moving fast when everyone else is moving slow, I think would be cool.
Yeah.
It wouldn't make traffic any better.
No.
How would you drive a car? Your car's not moving any faster.
Oh,
that's
a question
I forgot to ask.
What if you? Yeah, because what if you were gotten your car and your time was slow, but the car is fast? Would it like rocket you to the back?
Yeah, shoot out.
Maybe the car would also be temporal. Like, because I was thinking you could avoid a car accident if you suddenly switched to slow and everybody in front of you was like crash,
yeah.
And then you're like,
but that wouldn't change your car's momentum.
Yeah, it wouldn't change. It just changes the way you experience time.
You would
not
be
the
able
way
to
the
get
things-
out of the car.
Yeah, you would be experiencing it super slow and like dying very slowly.
It would be that movie with Mom on.
Dread.
Gets pushed out the building.
Dread.
Yeah.
Let's call it. So the car crash is happening in front of me. I switch everybody else to slow and I'm fast.
You could save everyone.
Out of the car.
Uh huh.
And then I just let my car crash into everybody else. Cause
I just said you could save everyone.
Then Andy runs off, gets a bag of microwave popcorn, sits back and enjoys the ride. So, yeah,
I've been waiting for this erection
great.
All week.
I mean, I think you would need like a chauffeur or something, but if you were sitting in the back seat and everything was moving faster than you, like you would just get like pressed into the back of the car.
Yeah, that's
like,
the thing. I don't know how that would be, but that would be
all the
like,
G-force.
The best skill for a photographer is being able to freeze time, or at least make it go 300% slower. I'd be like, okay, and say cheese, and I'd be like, click, and then I would run around and take a bunch of pictures and be like, click, done, that'll be $400.
I mean, you could position everything perfectly.
Yeah, but you could never talk to anyone, so you'd have to like exclusively talk or like communicate in notes.
That's what I was thinking as well, but David, you just brought up a subject that I was going to make you angry with on Facebook.
Okay.
So we're going to Seattle next weekend,
mm-hmm.
and I was like, oh man, I have a digital camera. I should find that thing and boot it up, and I found my little digital camera.
It's cute.
And I was going to post on the FFOP Facebook, finally found my camera, just as good as David now.
Time to be a professional photographer like David.
Time to step it up to pro.
Post a picture of my, let's see, what is this? My Sony CyberShot DSC-H90.
CyberShot!
I was looking at the prices. This thing still costs like $300, which is surprising. I bought it so long ago.
Oh, I'm sure. Like consumer cameras have so many like features that make real photography like simple, it's incredible. That's where all that money is going. All the crazy algorithms.
I don't need anything like you've got.
Well, yeah, you're never going to worry about the F-stop. so why are you going to Seattle?
Because our friend Sean is going to have a baby in a few months, and he wanted to hang out with everybody before he's burdened with responsibility.
Right. So taking pictures in that scenario, you're not going to be worried about artistic.
Oh no, I'm
shots.
Going to photograph a wedding.
Oh no, Andy, who hired you?
A fool,
Mr. Sony himself.
Oh my God, he was like, you still have a cyber shot?
You're
I
hired.
Will admit, like I looked at my little camera, and then I get on Facebook, I see pictures of David's camera. I was like, I could use a good camera.
It's hard not to be enticed. Because it's the easiest for me anyway. I think it's a real cop out artistically, because like it's just as good as a painting, but you don't need nearly as much like manual dexterity or skill, hand eye coordination.
The temptation you just
still need
is
a good eye.
It's like me trying to tempt Adam into buying a Switch today.
A Switch? Oh,
because they announced Smash Brothers, and I was like, once they announced Smash Brothers, I'm all over it.
Well, not all. I'm not gonna immediately get one, but now I have a timer on it.
But that's the thing. The only thing tying a guy like me to Nintendo was Smash Brothers. And I can't buy a new console every fucking whatever for the new Smash Brothers.
The Switch is so good.
If you like the same games over again.
Well, but this Nintendo console actually has everybody else's games on it now. Surprise.
It only took me three generations. Yeah, but, you know, whatever. I think consoles are going... the way of the dodo soon anyway, right? I mean, come on. Let's be real.
I don't think so.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Well, because, I mean, not Sony, but Microsoft is like making rumblings of making like keyboards and mice for the Xbox. And like,
that's
how close...
they're better.
Well, yeah. So how far away are we going to be from like them making a console? Just be like, oh, yeah, now we make gaming computers.
That's what console is.
Well, yeah, but I mean like something... not as specialized. Like my Asus, I can do my Photoshop on that as well as play games.
Yeah, I hadn't heard about them making like keyboards and mice, but that does seem to be...
Yeah,
like
save in the future.
Well, that does seem to be something that would like kill consoles.
Yeah, they're slowly dipping their feet into the PC pool.
Like they're blurring the line between them, and eventually there won't be any more.
Yeah, if they keep interbreeding, we'll never know who was who, and how will we keep our racial purity? Guys?
Segregation of the systems.
It's white genocide.
How can we have arbitrary feuds over which company makes a better console if they start acting the same?
I subscribe on Reddit to both our PS4 and our Xbox One, and anytime one of them thinks they've got a leg up, there's all these posts like, Xbox sold more than PS4 in July. Yes, we're doing it.
Yeah, it's so... What kind of, like, how... like shallow of a person do you have to be to tie your personality to like the projections of a product?
Well, it's just like people getting all hyped up for their sports team or something.
I know. It's so strange to me. I was talking to Truong about this. Like everybody's sports team, all the players are from all over the U.S. So yeah. Who are you rooting for?
The players are just getting paid. They don't really care.
You're rooting for the cartoon mascot on their fucking helmets.
See, my parents already like the Niners. And then Colin Kaepernick, the boy from our town, got on the Niners. And then all of a sudden my parents are like, we don't watch football anymore.
Wait, what?
Why?
Well, because Colin Kaepernick started that whole kneeling thing, and they were way behind him, and he betrayed them.
Oh, right. oh, God, yeah. Well, you know, just because he's from your town doesn't mean that if he kneels during the Pledge of Allegiance or whatever it was...
That's what it
they
was.
Will not cut him. Yeah, he went and visited a third grade class, and he kneeled during the Pledge of Allegiance, and I will not stand for that.
I will kneel as well.
Speaking of that, did you guys ever have a, like when you were in elementary school, did you guys ever have a Jehovah's Witness in your class who didn't stand or do anything during the Pledge of Allegiance?
We did. He was a filthy bully.
Wasn't that always weird?
I don't think I ever had one.
He was in our middle school and high school. I don't remember. Yeah, he went to, his name was Sam, and he became a bully because he didn't get to enjoy life, I believe.
Well, yeah, I think that's a great way to make someone hate everything is not let them do it. Yeah, but it was always so weird. There'd always be like that one girl who just sat there with her hands crossed on her desk. Now, keep in mind, I hated it too, and I never put my hand over my heart because I felt that little, that felt a little culty to me, even like as a child. I was like, this is a little too much of like Order of the Freemasons, so I'm not going to do that. But it was always weird to have the one kid just sitting there or like, you know, casually sitting back, feet up on the desk, like, ah.
David,
suckers.
When I was doing my practicum last semester, I was in a first grade class when the pledge was being done, and I didn't think of anything of it, and I just kind of sat there. I wasn't thinking at all. Some of the first graders complained to me.
About you?
That you didn't say it?
Yeah. The first grader was like, why didn't you stand? And I was like, oh, I forgot. I haven't done it in so long. Like, what?
It's not something that's... adults do, children.
So those kids are like, wait, what? We don't do it anymore.
Traitor.
When? Why? Why have you forsaken our country? I would like to meet those kids' parents.
He no longer claims allegiance to this land.
If your kid in first grade is upset that you didn't say the Pledge of Allegiance, I guarantee their parents are so far right that they've fallen off the edge of this flat earth we populate.
David, kids in first grade are upset about everything.
I guess so.
How many things do they know to be upset about?
Yeah. Well, how can they possibly be upset about that much?
Once something that they know about becomes something that is like, this is something they knew about. You got to do the pledge. I didn't do it. And they're like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah, see, it starts early. Like, it's not old people who are always like, oh, things are changing. First graders complain when things change.
Yeah, nobody likes that.
No. It's just it gets lumped into an old person.
It's this thing that's been like drilled into them for seemingly no reason. Like, they don't really question it until somebody doesn't do it.
Yeah. Like, I wasn't even thinking about it. I was playing with scissors, which the kids also complained about.
You were playing with scissors?
I put the scissors on my hand and I was spinning them around. And one kid pointed at me and goes, he's being dangerous with scissors.
They were right. You were being dangerous
with
scissors.
They were calling you out on all your bullshit.
Hey, Teach, this guy's being a straight-up asshole.
This guy's a loose cannon. We got to get him out of here.
Are you kidding me, Teach? I'm not going to learn next to this guy. Put
He's
going to
get one of
those hands.
Hurt, maybe even killed.
He's probably a Russian. He didn't stand for the pledge.
I tell you what, at nap time, I'm taking the mat at the far end of the classroom.
I bet this guy doesn't even take naps. Huh?
No, I can't take a nap, kid. I just can't. I'm incapable.
Can't even nap this motherfucker.
Let's see. I have one story from work. Since
I would love to
week.
Hear it. Yeah.
I had a guy straight up say, fuck you to my face.
Whoa.
Real peach.
It was very early in the morning. Very early. And I was sick at the time, so I was also high on Dayquil.
Sure. So maybe
this guy
never
comes
happened.
Up and he walks up to self checkout and goes, hey, I get a $5 gift card. And I go, excuse me?
You should have a pocket full of like glitter and confetti.
And he goes,
for
I'm buying Rachel Ray dog treats. I get a $5 gift card. And I said, oh, well, let me check my thing. And he pulls out a gift card and waves it at me as though I don't know what it is.
This thing, idiot. Put $5 on it.
Oh.
And he goes, it said, a sign back there says, I buy Rachel Ray dog treats. I get a $5 gift card. So give me a $5 gift card. I said, I can't just give you a $5 gift card. Like, you have to ring up the stuff and it'll prompt you there. And you have to ring them up both together. He's like, I had to buy two. I was like, yeah, it's set on the sign back there. It says right here. He's like, ugh. Fine. I'll ring them up together. Rings them up together. The gift card thing pops up. I give him I scan the gift card and I give it to him. It's like, oh, okay, here's your gift card. And then as he's leaving, he's walking by me. He goes, I can't just give you a $5 gift card. I can't just give you a $5 gift card. I can't just give you a $5 gift card. So I turned to him. I said, sir, you have the most pleasant day. And he turned around and said, fuck you.
Did he actually say that to you that many times?
Yes.
Oh my god. That was awesome,
and
though.
Tell him what you did after that.
I can't remember.
Kick him in the
then
nuts.
You laughed at him.
Oh. Did you? Okay, so I'm tired and high, and it was so ridiculous that I belly laughed at him.
You're just so over the top.
Like it was
rude.
So, and I just started laughing at him, and he stormed out, going, "I can't just give you a $5 gift card."
Jesus.
Well, you know that he came back the next day to return those dog treats and learned that he had to give back the gift card.
Oh no, he came back in later that week with his wife and was the meekest little man in the world.
Oh really?
Oh, so maybe he's the bitch in his relationship, and so he was taking that on you.
Yeah, because she wasn't around, so he was able to act out.
Oh, yeah. Like, I'm sure she does that same shit to him all the fucking time. And as soon as he saw you, he's like, I'm going to fucking nail this kid.
But this is the second time I've had, like, somebody yelling at me, and my reaction is to start laughing at them because the situation's ridiculous. They're putting me on more and more closing shifts these days, which after 9 o'clock, things get weird. And on Friday and Saturday, we're open till 11. So after 10 o'clock, it's nothing but crack whores and vampires.
Settle something for me. I heard that when Targets are 5 minutes from closing, they start playing Closing Time by Semisonic.
Oh, no, but I do start singing it.
Of his lungs. Okay.
Closing Time!
Maybe I heard the rumor wrong, but do they teach you that during training? They handed you sheet music in your first day?
Yeah. I mean, they teach how to play it on guitar, and then we all get up on the little stage.
Yeah, everybody pulls a different instrument out of their little check stand area.
Uh-huh. I was wondering why every Target I went into had a stage.
Mm-hmm. But the thing is, after 10 o'clock, it's all people who come in, they have a cart full of shit, and then they go, here's my cart full of shit, tell me when I reach $10.
What?
Tell me when I reach $40. And I'm like, okay, one pair of pants.
$50.
And then they go, what?
So they filled up a cart with only $40 in their pocket, and they say stop when they get there.
Or they'll have me ring up the whole thing. Then they'll look at the total, which is now $200-something. Goes, I only brought $40. Let's start voiding things.
Oh my God.
I'll tell you when to stop.
How do those people exist? Who failed them as a human being?
Society.
A bullshit! Society has taught them nothing but the opposite of this.
Society's been nothing but good to them.
Yeah, society's been nothing but giving them running water, electricity, and indoor plumbing. All right? Society owes them nothing.
If I give you my... I don't give a spiel. I say, hey, do you have our Target card, save you 5%? No, good. If you start going, no, I don't have credit cards because credit cards are evil, immediately, you're bad with money in my mind.
Yeah, definitely.
For two reasons. One, you don't have any credit cards because you think they're evil. Two, you're doing all your shopping at Target.
No, and because they only think they're evil because they came after them.
Yeah.
They were the best of friends when they sent them that card. I guarantee goddamn that. When the bills started rolling in, that's when they became predatory.
I get that all the time, like, nope, can't have any credit cards. I only use cash. Like, okay, well...
That means you're untrustworthy.
Well, and the people who only use cash only use $100 bills.
Why is that? Why did every time they go... Like, because when you go to the bank to cash that check at a $3.75 fee, they ask you how you want your money. And I've been in line behind a million of these motherfuckers who are like... All in hundreds, please. And I think, who? Why? You asshole! What's wrong with 20s?
Like, I cash my check at the casino nearby, just because it's free.
Uh-huh.
And, like, I can deposit my check right away, but if I get it in cash from the casino, and then I deposit that, then it's...
Yeah, you get cash immediately. Yeah.
But the casino only gives hundreds, so I have to assume these people are going to the casino and being like, all hundreds, yes.
Same everywhere. It's not just in Reno. It's the same here. It's the same in California. It's always, like, maybe it's just the Southwest. I haven't been in the East Coast to see this. But if you do cash transactions, you only carry hundreds. And I feel like when those people get home, like when they break 100, when they get home, they take all the small bills out, crumple them up, and throw them in a fire. Like, they're like, this. I only pay in hundreds, god damn it.
Peasant bills. Like,
so if you pay in hundreds, guys, and you're listening to this, one of the 40 of you, please stop.
Like 20s. 20s is the best currency.
Yeah. What's wrong with 20s? Why do you have to walk around with $700 on your person? Like, are you just asking to get robbed?
Kind of. Speaking of just 20s. So, for Christmas, my mother-in-law got us a safe.
Cool.
We don't have anything to put in a safe.
Yeah, that's why you don't give people safes. That's something you buy when you get something important.
Right.
So, well, it's like a small safe. I was like, oh, we could put the gun in there. The gun doesn't fit. It's not big enough to fit the gun.
Oh, my.
So, I was like, okay, Alex. every paycheck, let's take out a $20 bill and put it in the safe. That way we have, like, a cash stash.
Isn't that what the bank is, though?
Break a cash.
Yeah, but now I have to justify having this piece of metal and plastic.
Just put a...
Yeah,
the
now,
cash is off the grid.
Yeah.
Just put a fake treasure map in there, bury it in the desert.
When society crumbles, you'll have all that paper money that'll be worthless.
What about, like, your birth certificate and stuff?
Yeah, put your birth certificate in there. Put your lock of hair.
We put the documents in there, but it's not like somebody's... One, I don't have my birth certificate. I lost that.
Good.
Now how do we know that you were born?
Two, like, that still doesn't justify this safe that is, like, the size of a DiGiorno box. No,
and I was going to say, it's smaller than a gun.
Here's the thing that you, like, people buying presents for other people. Don't buy something you want and then justify it by giving it to somebody later as a goddamn gift. Jesus well, H. Christ.
Like, she gives us this thing, and she goes, yeah, that's fireproof, so if your house burns down, you'll still have whatever's in it. Like, Jesus, Dana.
All of our tiny knickknacks.
Yeah, all the smallest things that we couldn't give a fuck about. Like, I don't have a birth certificate. Should have told her.
Nobody knows I was born.
I am off
I'm
the
illegitimate.
Grid. I burned my social security card.
That I still have. I need to go get a new birth certificate. Like, the story behind me losing my birth certificate was I lost my social security card.
And you needed to lose your birth certificate.
I needed my birth certificate to get a new social security card, and then I just left it in my car, and then it gradually disappeared.
Nice.
So, perfect plan. You'd look back there, and like a third of it would be missing. You're like, what the? You look back again.
Was this Back to the Future where it's slowly fading
it's
away?
Like, you're like, what was this weird ghost paper back there? I hope it dissolves soon.
This is like that show, Ghost Rider.
Yeah, because he would always run on ghost paper.
Yeah.
It's like that show, Erie, Indiana.
Oh, man.
We needed more 90s references.
Yeah,
sorry.
We said this wasn't a 90s episode, Andy.
90s.
All the time.
The best hits of the 90s and more.
And more 90s.
Sometimes the 80s, because we think they were in the 90s.
Yeah,
because the line's a little blurry.
I mean, I think the 90s started in 89.
Okay,
honestly.
Well, and like the 90s never really ended until 2002, so.
Yeah, I mean, you.
Well, just like the 80s didn't end until 90 something.
No, I think the 90s is like 89 to 96. 97 and beyond, it's a wash. Maybe 98 is okay. How old was I? Doesn't matter. Guys.
I saw another article about millennials putting us back in the millennial category.
Damn it.
Oh, man,
we already found an article that we agree with, Andy. We don't have to do any more research.
Yeah, Andy, I've already found something that I agree with. I'm not going to go and learn more just for the sake of learning so I can change my opinion, okay?
It seems like these generation lines are drawn very very lightly in the sand right next to the beach. So it goes,
they're all made up anyways. That's why I don't like it.
Well, every human construct is made up, if you want to break that down. Like, if you look at a couch, and, like, you can be like, oh, whoa, what's that? A human made that.
Some of these things are a lot more flimsy than, say, you know, a couch that I can sit on.
I don't know.
I mean, we could change the name of the couch, but it's still going to be a thing you sit on.
Yeah, well, you could change the name of millennial, but it'll still be a thing who
That's not
is
true.
Murky.
It's time for Creeping on Craigslist. Who looked at Dark Horse?
It's time for Creeping on Craigslist.
90s. I looked upon the dark corners of the internet. I have seen satanic rituals, bees in jars, and adult infants. I pushed through this jungle and beheld bathtubs of noodles and desecrated train tracks. Still, I moved on, not knowing what horrors I would uncover. The darkest heart of the Congo and the Amazon were paradise compared to this. I'm still here. It won't let me leave. But perhaps the tales I uncover will keep you from making the same mistake. This is Creeping on Craigslist.
Boom. Andy, let me hit you with a pet peeve I have real quick that I forgot to talk about. So when you see recreations of dinosaurs in modern paleo art, they're starting to draw from modern animals, modern analogs, lizards, birds, etc. I think, number one...
Those modern analog lizards.
Yeah, well, I mean, they look at a lizard, and because there's this thing at the Phoenix Zoo that has dinosaurs, and they're all themed for Arizona themed animal. So there's a nodosaur that's colored like a reticulated Gila monster. There is a
Gila monsters are cool, David.
There's a like the stegosaur looks like a turtle. The T-Rex looks like a king vulture. And I think that's all bullshit. They would be catered to their environment, which would not be the desert. Which I think this is bullshit that they foisted this upon me and constantly do on Twitter.
Just let him get it out of his system.
I did like your post about the guy that was like 63 years ago, dinosaurs were extinct.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
So, yeah, somebody on Twitter, and here was the kicker. It was called, the Twitter account that I follow is called Dinosaur Facts or something along those lines.
It's like 63 yeah. years ago the dinosaurs were extinct. Like, damn.
Yeah, here it is. Dinosaur Facts is their Twitter handle, fucking guys. Hashtag news. This is hashtag news. Guys,
that's super official
news. This is new. Darkness and coldness killed the dinosaurs. That's new. 66 years ago, the extinction of the dinosaurs gives the evolution of the mammals, which results to the humans being on Earth. This is from Dinosaur Facts.
He knows that there's some people that are older than 60, right?
This is not only that, the grammatical errors are unforgivable. This is someone either in Dubai running their whatever language they speak in Dubai, Iranian possibly.
Probably Arabic.
I don't know.
Oh, that. Arabic.
Some sort of Arabic.
Yeah. We're getting that 66 years.
Possibly Indian.
God damn it. All right. Andy, go ahead with your, what do we got here?
I got a couple.
Okay.
This one is called Lose Weight and Serve Your Master.
Satan?
Massachusetts.
Oh, Massachusetts?
It's not your master. That's Massachusetts is not the master of you.
Yes, Massachusetts.
Racism. Seeking a BBW or general woman slaves.
General
woman slave.
Seeking a BBW or general women slaves who wants to lose weight and serve a master.
I feel pretty niche, but I'm watching videos about a dude in the 1700s, so I don't know what's up and what's down.
Oh God, what's the name of the guy who did Tybo? Billy.
Billy Blaze. Billy Blaine.
Blanks.
Billy Blanks. Blanks.
This is his. This is his. Chubby chaser.
But he's a dominant.
He got really into the BDSM community after that.
50 shades of Blanks.
I specialize in being a master who forces his slaves to lose weight.
Eat less,
you lose
idiot.
Weight, damn it.
I feel like the slaves were losing weight just from working in the fields, but...
Let's hope it's not that sort of program.
Let's hope to... Is this in the South?
In Massachusetts.
Oh, yeah. No, this is the North. Oh, we got some Yankee conspirators up there.
Yeah, nobody wants to be a slave in Massachusetts. My last slave, who recently moved across the country, started as a size 28 and left a size 6.
Whoa, he really slaved the pounds right off of her.
How big is a size 28?
Krista?
Well,
Krista's a 28.
I'm a size 12. Oh.
So if you know Krista, she's a 12, so imagine what a 28 is, and all you people out there know Krista.
That's
like
that's almost two Kristas.
Yeah.
That's more than two Kristas.
Yeah, two and a half.
But
two and
she shrunk
Kristas.
To only half a Krista.
Ugh. That's too skinny.
She went from two Kristas to only half a Krista.
How old was
I like
this
our new measurement.
To the power of Krista. I get a Krista and a half of black beans.
I don't think we serve in Kristas.
Goddamn metric system.
Go back to Europe.
Just a micro Krista.
I need a baker's Kristas.
I've never heard my name said so
Krista's
much before.
Dozen. Krista's dozen's 15. Just for future reference, guys.
I'm a very dominant master who demands complete submission and servitude. Most masters do. Like I said, I've just been reading about the Civil War, so...
I'm just like a real chill master. I just kind of let you do whatever you want.
Yeah, Adam, you make a good... this thing, you never find a chill master. You never find a master who's like a really cool boss. Where it's like, hey,
I'm
man...
I want slaves, but you can kind of do whatevs.
Yeah, you never find the boss who's like sitting behind like... Or, you know, sitting on a chaise lounge, feet up on an ottoman, and the slave comes in and... And the master's like, hey, you want to blow me or something? And they're like, oh, I can take
you
it or leave
just
it.
Described fucking Thomas Jefferson.
Yeah, so Thomas Jefferson was the perfect dominant.
He was the first chill master.
He was
Thomas
the first chill
laying
master.
Back on his chaise lounge. A woman walks in, is like, "Hey, you want to blow me or something?
Check out this old timey dong."
I mean, it's not old timey now, but you know,
yeah, I mean,
it's
it'll be old timey
wig
in the future.
For my Merkin.
Maybe we should start calling our dogs old timey so that people in the future will think we were forward thinkers. They were calling their dogs old timey in the present.
Why does it have to be the dogs?
I don't know. Just being like a.
Just thought it was a fun place to start.
Yeah, because dog will be outdated soon once everything's politically corrected.
Sure.
Well, and once the Vietnamese economy collapses.
Yeah, once there is no more Vietnam and we're all one nation, one global nation, there will be no more dongs. Dongs will be a thing of the past.
You will be used sexually at my pleasure, as well as being pushed to your limits physically to lose weight. So, he's going to have you bench press while you're getting rammed.
You're going to take it to the limit.
Or he's going to push for more reps on that hand job.
One more rep.
1,000 of one.
Space Odyssey.
1,001 of Space Odyssey strokes on my dick.
It's the only way you can finish.
Oh, man. Yeah,
I need you to stroke me as many times as in a movie title. Find a movie title with a number in it. And you've got to stroke me exactly that many times and have me come, or you have to pick a movie title that's double that.
Halloween 2.
1 million BC.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
20,000 Leagues Under the Yank.
Awesome, 60 seconds.
My plan has backfired. Now my dick is just shattered meat.
Looks like a flank steak someone backed over with their car.
Oh, God.
Did somebody order the chicken fried steak?
Here's the thing. I don't think I could separate myself emotionally from like the slave times versus like public and normal time.
Yes, sir. Right away,
like,
sir.
How do you do that? How do you go like outside of the home when you're meeting friends and family or whatever, act like a normal person? Then when you get back into your home, you like strap on a leather thong and like shove glass dildos in each other's asses.
First, take off the collar.
Sure, that's a start. Some people don't even do that, though.
The collar?
You are my slave and you'll be collared!
But that's, how do you separate that?
Jim, we were
that?
At the grocery store and you are embarrassing me.
Yeah, like when you go out to the grocery store, exactly. When you go to the grocery store and you have to act like normal human beings, how do you reconcile with that?
Yeah, I don't know.
You make them push the cart and they have to do everything and you pay for it.
Like if they
you
pick
just
up
have to
the
leave
wrong...
them at home with the rest of the sister wives.
Do you still bring the riding crop to slap their hands if they pick up the wrong type of banana?
Foster's.
Foster's bananas. Free range bananas.
We're only getting things that start with Foster's today. Foster's beer. Foster's bananas. Foster's Home for Imaginary Friends on DVD and Blu-ray.
It's a weird grocery store. Foster Farms chickens, guys. That's the one I was pulling, and you
damn
didn't
it.
Even say that one.
Damn shit. It, Andy.
No, Master.
Foster Farms.
It'll be the whip for you.
The whipped cream is someone like looks over their shoulder.
If you are interested in serving me and begin to lose weight, reply with full stats and pick and convince me you are worthy to be my slave.
I would love to do that as like a part-time job. Like 32 hours a week.
Part-time slave?
Yeah, no, be a part-time master of someone. Like, not do the sexual shit, but, like, if they just want to improve themselves, but they need to be treated like a dog, I can do that.
I think you're just becoming, like, a life coach at that point.
Yeah, but it's for a certain type. With a life coach, here's the thing.
He's becoming a high school tutor, but he acts like a plantation owner.
Well, no, what you have to do is, I can't be a life coach because they have to have enthusiasm and energy and zeal and charisma. I don't want to do any of that. If I could find someone who's like, hey, I want to lose weight and also I want to be, you know, yelled at or spit on or hit with a crop or a whip or whatever, yeah. I
could
do that.
David could talk down to you all day.
Yeah, I would love that. I would verbally assault them for a solid 8 hours.
But I understand what David means. Like, I don't have enthusiasm. Yesterday they made me cashier by myself for like, an hour and a half, and they kept on. The manager kept on coming up and apologizing to me because I have like resting bitch face, and I also have no enthusiasm for my job. So he's like, "I'm sorry, I'm so sorry." Like, no, dude, it's
please don't
it's
hit
fine.
Me.
Yeah, having a resting face that makes you look extremely angry is no help. Like, yeah, I looked at myself in the mirror. Even when I smile, my mouth is a straight line.
You're not trying hard enough.
See, straight as an arrow.
It's like that episode of Billy and Mandy when if David smiles, it's going to end the universe.
Yeah.
Maybe. I those muscles have just atrophied to nothing. So now my smile is just a widening of my mouth.
Well, it doesn't help that everybody who comes through my line is mentally handicapped, so.
Yeah, that's the thing. I'm dealing with all these people. This one lady, okay, so she came into the place where I work, and she didn't have any insurance. And so we're like, okay, then you're going to have to pay to be seen here. And she's like, what? How dare you? And she called the cops.
What?
Really?
She called the cops because she had to pay to see a doctor.
Wow.
And
I
bet
she votes Republican, too.
yeah, probably.
I've got another wonderful ad. Wizard's apprentice needed.
Wizards and warlocks. Oh, if this is hanging out with Nicolas Cage, I'm down.
Seasoned wizard searching for an aspiring pupil of the fantasy realm who displays discipline and a keen sense for the supernatural.
Is this a sex thing?
It doesn't appear to be.
God damn it. Hold on. I have to address this because it's going to be impossible to edit out. There is my fucking hillbilly neighbor across the street doing donuts on a quad.
He's on a little four-wheeler and he's way
so
too big for
it. I fucking Woo! Apologize for this guy's fucking inbred hillbilly pastimes.
Yeah,
Jesus
Arizona!
H. Christ.
It's the tiniest ATV
Mother
ever.
Of God. I'm sure it's hauling his 400-pound fat ass around like gangbusters.
It's like he's running around in circles right in front of our house, and like the wheels are like coming off on one side, and he's like,
I'm
just imagining a big fat guy with a beer helmet doing like helicopters on David's lawn and then falling over.
Yeah, it's like that all day, every day here. My neighbors across the street are like AKC papered, kennel trained, purebred white trash.
Super nice, though.
They're nice, but they are goddamn like the lowest of the low culturally.
Well, you know.
Anyway, keep going.
The pupil must have interest in witchcraft and wizardry.
Whiskcraft.
He loves eggs. So what? I mean,
oh,
are
man,
we?
Can we start. It's somebody who, like, a chef who's really good with eggs. Can we call him like a whisk crafter?
Yes.
What about a neck? No, I don't know.
I was trying to think of a mancer joke too.
Egg romancer.
Yeah.
During apprenticeship, pupil will be trained in the ways of magic and will fashion a wand using mind control only.
I misread it. I thought they'd be trained in the ways of magic and fashion.
The ways of magic fashion. Big floppy hats still in.
Then they move on to vengeance and passion. Well, so are they? Is this ad purportedly saying that he is going to teach you actual, genuine, does not exist magic?
Yes.
What the fuck? Like, if this were like a Dark Souls ad where it was like, hey, you know, come, I'll help you be good at Dark Souls, I'd get that.
I'm on board.
I get, like, yeah, be a wizard, be a whatever. But don't tell people, like, you're going to craft it. This has got to be a sex thing. It's got to be.
It's not. No, David, I'm telling you, it's not.
When it
There is the word bone, so we'll come to that.
Mm-hmm.
And perks include learning hoaxes and spells. Hoaxes?
I don't think hoax is magic.
You remember all those classic hoaxes?
I think you mean hexes.
No, you know, it's the old Chinese hoax.
Ancient Chinese hoax, huh?
Various enchantments, and if pupil displays an outstanding apt for wizardry, will receive their own wizard robe, hat not included.
It's just
a regular robe.
Yeah, it's what he stole from the Best Western.
It's terry cloth.
It's monogram. What does BW stand for? Best Wizard.
Bitchin' Warlock.
Bitchin' Warlock or Best Wizard. Badass Witch.
Must display skills in creating white and green energy force balls, and during the final exam, must throw them metaphysically.
No dragon farts.
Merlin's fucking beard.
How I wish someone could have. I want some closure on this. I want someone to go and see this class or this whatever it is firsthand. Because there's no way anyone's answering this right. Or if they do, they're like, if someone answers this, they're immediately greeted with dick pics as a response.
If somebody answers this, I assume that they're 14 and still believe in magic and hope
and hoaxes.
You believe in hoaxes.
When I was in college, I ran into an old girlfriend I had in junior high, and she believed that she was protected by a Scottish spirit in the shape of a man wolf.
Wow.
Yeah, his name is Sheamus, the WWE wrestler.
Well, no, and here's, he was totally nude, so she was always peeping that wolf dong. But she, like, this is, she, like, a person college age genuinely believed this. So the fact, I don't think the children are the only people who are like, oh, magic.
Let's see.
There's also idiots.
Anyone displaying use of the dark arts will be immediately vaporized.
Vaporized? That seems harsh.
What if you, so if you show up with like a Darth Vader shirt, you're just immediately cast to the four winds?
or a Pink Floyd Dark of the Moon.
Oh, yeah. Oh, speaking of that, Nick Ringwood.
David, I worked that in just for you.
How? Yeah, so Nick Ringwood sends me a thing on the Facebook Messenger, and I was like, why? Why me, Nick? So let me, it was the fucking stupidest and craziest thing. So he sends me a thing, it's the Blart side of the moon. And it's apparently some podcast referenced Paul Blart so much, and someone made, you know, I didn't watch the video, full disclosure, was not going to watch a Paul Blart themed video.
Which podcast? Because there is an awesome podcast called Till Death Do Us Blart.
What?
It's a yearly podcast.
They watch Paul Blart Mall Cop every Thanksgiving and do a review of it
forever.
Every year?
Every year they do this. They watch the same movie and do another review. And when they die, they already have people backed up to continue the podcast.
Holy shit! So the people who are coming after them are obviously younger, I would imagine, because someone the same age.
Let's hope so.
I feel like that'd be a waste. But yeah, so he sends me that. I'm like, what? Why did you send this to me? And he says, haven't you and Andy brought up the Dark Side of the Moon sync with the Wizard of Oz on the podcast before? And I was like, what?
So the text chain goes, do you recall if anyone on our show referenced the Dark Side of the Moon syncing up with the Wizard of Oz? My response is, I don't recall, but probably at some point.
It's not the most unlikely thing that could have come up.
Yeah, so that's when he asked me to ask you. So I said, okay, and so I'll ask him. And I say, you don't recall. That's not one of our things. Like, lemons, the wallet moth, like, the chair that jacks you off. These are our things. And so I told him.
I'm positive I've referenced this probably 5 or 6 times.
The Dark Side of the Moon one?
Yeah.
But it's not one of our things, is it? Like, that's not, like, if you asked one of the three people who listen to the show, you wouldn't be like, tell me something, you know, that's characteristically us. You wouldn't be like, Dark Side of the Moon, Paul Blart mashup, right?
Maybe. I mean, just watch it, David.
No, the fuck you would not. But I was like, yeah, so you have stopped listening so long ago, you've completely forgotten who we are and what we're all about.
That's fine.
It was a weird interaction.
The separate course in handcrafting a Thames.
A-T-H-A-M-E-S.
A Thames.
Someone has got to know about fairy stuff, right, Trum?
Using
what's a
fine Thames? Bone and twine and leather derived from the cow of your choosing.
What do you mean the cow? So you get to like go into the supermarket
it's
and pick the steak?
No, this is Ben. He's offering his cows and his magic.
You think he went way off?
And the Thames is a black-handled ceremonial double-edged dagger.
Uh-oh.
One of several tools used in traditional witchcraft.
And you're supposed to make one of those?
And other neo-pagan religions such as Wicca.
And what does she want you to do with those?
You handcraft your own using fine bone.
Oh, so you would make the bone would be the blade then, I imagine. This person is not teaching you metal crafting.
No, like, no, there's no metallurgy here.
No, yeah. This is insane.
Knowledge of crystals is preferred, but not required. Also, we prefer to meet under every full moon.
What do you know about crystals? They're mostly clear?
Perfect.
You're hired.
Well, but when they say crystals, they mean every gemstone.
I don't, you know, until
emeralds can cause not diarrhea.
You mean can cause you to have a normal shit?
No, not diarrhea.
Not what I said.
So constipation? I don't understand. What are you telling me? These old esoteric rules are so hard to follow. I have to rub this green emerald crystal to get not diarrhea. I guess we'll find out what that is.
Don't rub it too long or you will get constipated.
You will not get not diarrhea.
Oh, then you'll have to cleanse your crystal.
Oh, God damn it. Take two
Every
two
time you go to the
eyes.
Bathroom, you got to get decked out in all these gems.
I love... Okay, seller contact info, Jason.
Jason.
Voorhees?
Jason the Wizard.
I am Wizard Jason.
Oh, yeah, I forgot it was a guy. But now, how far out do you have to be, or how little evidence do you need before you believe something, to think that rocks hold metaphysical healing properties? Like, they're just chemicals. David,
go on YouTube. You use your incognito tab so it does not pollute your normal YouTube.
I hate when I forget to do that.
And just type in crystal healing.
I think I did that once, and I was extremely unimpressed.
It's all these people like, yes, and this is good for this, and this is good for this. And it cured my Lyme disease. I'm like, you had Lyme disease?
Why did
you see a doctor?
Were you hanging out with a bunch of deer? The fuck?
My coven.
Yeah.
But the rest of my coven is a herd of deer.
You know, we're moving faster and faster as a society, but there are still those hangers-on who are like magic and herbs and spices and Kentucky Fried Chicken, and we just need to move past all of it. We, like, there's no such thing as magic. There's no such thing as, like, healing herbs.
Trung, plug your ears.
Yeah, Trung gave up his witchcraft long
virginity.
Ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, his witch virginity. I burned him in a wicker man once, but he got out.
Oh, no. That means he's innocent, right?
Did you not put the bees in his eyes first?
Well, it was a really small wicker man. It was more like a straw suit.
It's a wicker child.
Yeah, it was a wicker child.
It's a wicker baby. That sounds like a slur.
Yes, it does.
It does. It was a wicker basket that I told him to sit in and he got out of it.
Stand in this basket.
Yeah, don't move.
Nowhere in the text does it say the wicker has to be in the form of a man. You can burn him while he's sitting in a wicker chair.
Yep, just like Grandpa died.
And yeah, that's how we always send Grandpa off. I've had three grandpas. They've all gone up in wicker chairs.
But David, you say that we're like, whoa, we're moving faster as a society. The White House's video on video game violence was mostly video games from like 2004.
Well, but that's at least a step up, because I half expected to see footage from Doom. And
yeah, isn't that what happened last time all this came up?
Yeah. Well, it's like, these are very violent games. Like, okay. But all the rest of the countries have these games and they're not popping off.
Yeah, I think the problem is that everybody has, well, whatever. Let's not get into politics.
I will. I'm going to mention the fat man that came in through self-checkout complaining loudly to his wife that we don't have the best selection of meat. One, we're Target.
Yeah.
Right.
Not a butcher.
And his shirt said, so you don't want me to have an AR-15? Well, I don't want to have a whiny bitch, but here you are.
And that was his wife?
Well, no, that's his shirt.
Yeah,
well,
maybe that was his wife. I don't know.
Those people who wear themed T-shirts, I think, have a dedication to something that I do not. And so, like, my brother is one of these people. All of his shirts have something to do with guns. And so we saw him today, and I thought, holy shit, he's got a Hard Rock Cafe T-shirt on. I get closer, it says, tap, rack, and reload.
My shirt right now has the original patent for the electric guitar.
See, there are two types of, maybe three, there's, no. Okay, so two types. People who don't wear themed, I don't wear themed T-shirts. I always get themed T-shirts, Rick and Morty. I don't do any of that on my T-shirt at all. It's always either blank or it's a pattern or something. And it takes a certain drive and a desire. I just don't know what I think the biggest thing is the most of those iron-on things make my chest hot because they don't breathe well.
Yeah, this one is not going to last long. Like, right now it's an undershirt. Because watching people come through Target, I decided that I'm going to, on my days off, when I can wear stuff, I'm going to wear button-up shirts because I don't want to look like a schlub.
Right? That's another reason.
But I get to wear my shirts under it. This one, like, it's just the outline. Like, it's the writing for the, here, you can see it.
Yeah, stand up and take that thing off.
Something for the people at home.
People love this. Okay, yeah, I get you.
That's not going to last long going through the wash.
No, but that's the thing. Like, people who put their personality on T-shirts are people who are...
I like to show people what I like. I don't have any messages on my T-shirts.
You run risks even with, like, innocuous-type logo shirts. Didn't you say you had a problem once wearing that my brother and me shirt?
What?
Well, that's because somebody recognized what it was and yelled it at me.
Exactly.
I have a T-shirt that says, Shrimp Heaven Now.
Yeah.
And somebody recognized the reference in a library.
Uh-huh. Good.
And went, Shrimp Heaven Now! And I was like, fuck!
Well, yeah, but because it appeals to the the type of person who is going, like, no one who sees my brother's shirt is going to be like, tap rack and reload. Like, you are wearing a nerd shirt, and nerds don't know how to act in public.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you called that upon yourself.
I really did. I
mean,
the
were
shirt.
You asking for it?
The proceeds went to charity.
He did have a sign on his back that says, please scream about my shirt. Oh, man. All right, guys. Let's do this. Let's start wrapping up the show. You know how we like to do it. A round of staff recommendations. Trung, you've been gone for months,
years now.
Nigh upon years.
Years.
What do you want to recommend to our listeners?
I'll go with Fortnite.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'll go with
solid
Fortnite.
One.
You guys probably have heard of the game, but so technically it's a blend between Call of Duty and Minecraft. So it's like a third-person shooting, but you can also collect materials to build your own tower to defend against.
If you don't,
other player.
Yeah.
Remember how I told you about PUBG?
Uh huh.
This is that, but it's free.
Yeah,
well, it's
fun.
PUBG, but no vehicles, and you can build stuff.
Yeah,
I heard about this almost immediately after I heard about PUBG, and it was like, oh, the ripoff heard around the world, and the fact that it's free, like, you can't do anything about it. Like, so how does that game make money then? It's just skins that you buy?
Microtransactions.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, okay. So yeah, that's the thing. They hook you. Everything's going to be free eventually. I think every game that you find is going to be free, but you have to get through it with microtransactions.
We did have a lot of fun with Fortnite Battle Royale. I prefer PUBG, but there was one match where Adam and Alex and I survived the whole time.
Like, we were among the last, like, 10 people or so.
There was four teams left, and we came up, like, because you're driven into this small circle. Mm-hmm. We walked into the circle and we hid because we're all cowards. When we came out, there was a tower of death with men on top of it with sniper rifles and all this nice stuff sitting out in the open where they'd killed the other team.
Yeah, like the circle had ended up closing on this lake that has an island in the middle, and they had built a fortress on the island. And all along the shore of the lake is just the remnants of people who tried to storm this fortress.
Oh, my God.
I ran out there, picked up a really good sniper rifle, survived, came back out, there was a guy poking his head out, tried to shoot and realized there was no ammo for it. Click, 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 ah!
Yeah, I went to a spot where there's, like, three really good sniper rifles just kind of laying there out in the open.
So let me ask you this. Let's say you all play and you're all in the same game and it somehow miraculously comes down to you three. How do you draw straws to kill?
No, you can do teams.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Like, if you have three people playing, then you would be in a game where it's all groups of three.
Actually, it's normally groups of four. We were at a disadvantage because we only had three.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Still.
We have won twice, once in a duo and once in a team. By just miraculously survive to the end and then kill the guy for some reason.
For no reason at all.
From the other day in PUBG, it came down to me and two other guys. I saw one guy, he saw me, we started shooting each other. I shot him a few times. He hit me on a tree, I threw a grenade, he popped out, shot me dead, my grenade blew up, and the other guy won by virtue of being not there.
Oh, man. All right, Andy, what do you got for us?
Let's see. There's nothing new out.
It's kind
of Shape of Water again? It won the Oscar.
Again?
Didn't I already recommend Shape of Water?
Maybe.
Probably. We also watched Lego Ninjago was pretty good.
Really?
The Lego movies are... This is the least of the Lego movies, but it was still pretty funny.
All right. Did I recommend Altered Carbon already?
Yes.
No. Yes?
Yeah. Did I recommend the book or the series?
I believe you recommended this. Everybody's recommending Altered Carbon to me, so I don't...
I did the book because I wanted to ruin the series for myself before I watched it, because I always do that backwards. But the book, fucking good. Like, not mind-blowing or anything, but, like, really well-written, very cool, like, noir detective story. But the Netflix series, wildly different, still good. It's not as slow as the book, like, it's as languid and as drawn out, like you have to be in a detective story.
The only thing I know about it is that it has a complicated nude sword fight scene.
I'm sure it does, because in like the first episode, this guy hangs his dong out like two times for no less than a minute and a half.
He is really great looking.
Like, it is all dong all the time.
It's a great dong, guys.
It's the guy from The Killing. If you've ever watched that, I think.
He was RoboCop, too.
He was also RoboCop.
The new RoboCop. It's not Peter Weller with his dick out.
No. But the guy who is like the rich guy, he was in Rome, and I can't remember anything else he's ever been in. God damn it. If you know him, you'd see him. He's a really good actor, but he always plays like that sort of snarky kind of actually I'm evil type dude.
Let me revise my thing. Okay. We watched the new Jumanji, my wife and I.
That's what I was going to recommend.
Oh, did you watch it?
Yeah, I did watch it.
Go for it.
The new Jumanji was pretty good. Like, it was surprising that it was an actual sequel and not like a reboot or something.
Oh, okay.
Well, they explained that away real fast.
Oh, but they didn't really capitalize that on the trailers going in, so I didn't know.
Like, a guy finds the board game and then brings it to his son. He's like, here, I got you this board game. And his son goes, board games are for bitches.
What?
And, like...
Well, this is, like... That's set in 96, I think.
Yeah.
Disney
like
movie?
The kid is woken up by drums, and he follows it back to the board game and opens it up. It's like a game cartridge inside. Oh, so the game alters itself to... You know, kill more kids.
It's just a cursed thing.
But the what? Box was okay.
It was good. Like everybody played their roles well.
I'm sure, and I'm glad it's a sequel instead of a reboot, because I feel like everything, like, it's already been done. Why are you doing it again?
Well, they even like, besides being like picking up right where the other movie ends, they actually mention like Alan Parrish later on.
You have to if you're doing a sequel, but like that's one of the things I like about Altered Carbon, and I don't like it when people, and I'm sure everyone's done this to you too, Andy, where everyone's like been blowing it up your ass forever.
That's why,
like,
I haven't watched it.
Get it, yeah, and that's why I held out too, but I'm here to tell you, like, it's worth it, and I don't say that lightly. So Krista, did you recommend something?
I don't have anything to recommend.
All right.
Krista also recommends Fortnite.
Also, yeah, she loves Fortnite.
David, you should give it a try, and then just text me about how angry you are.
Yeah, just try it with Trunks.
I don't want to even start playing that game. It is. I know what it's going to do to me, and I don't want to.
Free.
I know, but I know what it's going to do to me. I understand my personality, and I don't want to do that to myself. It's the same reason you guys don't want to eat those jelly beans that are mystery flavors anymore. You know what's going to happen.
I don't want to eat a jelly bean that's mystery flavor because I fucking ate the foot one and nearly barked.
Exactly.
The vomit one made me vomit.
You know how you're going to react to it, so you don't want to do it. I'm just doing the same thing. Guys, Facebook, we're on there. Facebook is really annoying me. I might be leaving it soon. You can come by the Twitter, though, and I'm on Instagram. Stuff like that, taking photos. You know, the email. I've said it 370 fucking goddamn times by now, so you should know it by now. And I guess that's it. Am I missing anything, guys? Is there anything I missed?
Nope, you're perfect as always.
Yep, David is always perfect.
I love hearing that every week. The only thing keeping me sane. So until next week, guys, I'm Dave.
I'm True.
I'm Krista.
Yeah, I'm a wizard's apprentice.
And I'm Adam.
Saying, remember, kids, wizardry in the world of Harry Potter. You're a wizard, Harry. See you next week.
And we're out of time.
For this. Try to.
Fistful of Podcasts Radio.
One.
Two!
Oh, yeah, three.
Four.
I was waiting for Adam to scream three for some reason. I was like, do it, Adam, do it.
You're number one.
Thought I was number three.
Yeah, I also forgot I was number one. Okay.
What one?
Here we go.
La 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 la.